We'd grow peas yet.
Mother used to have what she called a cornfield bean. She called one kind a cut short bean.
Cut short.
One kind was a crease back. And we had the old, what we call the butter bean. Of course, we still have that. I can't remember too much anymore about what she did say. Should have been listening when I was talking all the time.
Those are interesting terms. I'd never heard crease back. And that was more than just a kind of bean. It wasn't a brand.
There was different varieties of them, and they had what they call the cornfield bean too, and they had a white October bean. I can remember Mother raising that. They called it the white October bean. She planted it so that it would be ripe in October.
So, would you dry them then? Is that
No. I think she ate those shelled.
Oh, I see.
When they got a certain stage, shell them and eat them, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think they used them dry.
See. At Christmas, what would be the first thing you'd say to somebody as a child?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Did folks here ever say Christmas gift?
Yes,
yeah.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would it be mostly children that say that, or?
No.
No, the older, I've heard the older ones say that a lot of times, you know. They figured if they said that, you know, say that to you before you could say it to them, well, you're supposed to give them a gift, you know. They used to use that Christmas gift.
I see. Mm-hmm. Did you have in the country anything to put the baby in to take it for a ride? Call it a stroller today, but did you have anything?
No, I guess not. Everybody had a cradle inside the house for their bed. They didn't have a baby bed, but they did have a cradle. It was fashioned so that it had rockers on it. It was made long and had a bottom in it, and these rockers were on each end like a rocking chair, and they rocked it back and forth. But I guess they didn't have anything that they used as a stroller.
Nothing like they call it a baby carriage or baby buggy.
No, they didn't.
Like that. Uh-huh.
They, unless they manufactured some kind of a little wagon or something like that. Mm-hmm. Kids did, you know, when they got big enough to play.
By the way, would you call a little wagon and dolls and things like that, would you call that your playthings or,
oh, sure, yeah.
Or play pretties? Or
play pretties, usually.
Play pretties. That would be the more so than toys. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. And incidentally, how did you refer to children? Today, of course, the word is kids. Did you hear that very much?
I don't believe they used that as much back there then as they said children.
Children mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some place I've read that maybe a lady told me this, that kids was just not a nice word.
No, they used to just look at that, you know. Somebody said, brought up, I remember, to an old gentleman, you know, and said something about a kid, you know. Something about, oh, he said no. I said, don't say that. I said, he's not no kid. And, you know, just kind of got after the little old kid, you know, for saying that. And
I see.
I use it a whole lot myself now, but.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the idea was that a kid was not really human. It was more like an animal.
Goat.
Yeah, sort of like a goat or something. A kid, you know, an animal. I call a kid goat, you know.
Another interesting thing is, would you say a boar or a bull or a stallion or anything like that in front of a woman?